the 28th Tuesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. As Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to have a meal with him, so he went and sat at table. The Pharisee then wondered why Jesus did not first wash his hands before dinner. But the Lord said to him, "So then, you Pharisees, you clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside yourselves you are full of greed and evil. Fools, he who made the outside also made the inside, but according to you, by the mere giving of alms, everything is made clean." The commentary today is from Father Pedro Iglesias y Martínez from Montcada y Reixac in Barcelona in Catalonia. Today the evangelist shows us Jesus at a banquet. A Pharisee asked him to have a meal with him. The host must have frowned when he realized his guest could not care less about the hand-washing ritual, which was not a precept of the law, but just a tradition from the old rabbis. On top of frowning upon him and his social group, the Pharisee did not hit the right day, and Jesus' behavior, as he would say today, was not politically correct. The Gospels show us that the Lord was basically uninterested in what people might say or in what may be considered politically correct behavior. We see in the Gospels that Jesus didn't care much for what they would say or what was politically correct, whether we like it or not. These are not criteria on which Christians should base their decisions. Jesus clearly condemns double morality, which seeks convenience or deception. "So then, you Pharisees, you clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside yourselves you are full of greed and evil. Fools." God's word, as usual, questions us about customs and habits of our daily life. When we end up converting trivia into values to disguise our sins of arrogance, selfishness and conceit, while attempting to globalize morals with political correction in order to avoid being out of tune or being marginalized, and this irrespective of the price to be paid in terms of the soiling of our soul, as after all everybody does the same. St. Basil used to say, "There is nothing the prudent man should fear more than living according to the opinion of others." If we are witnesses to Christ, we must know that the truth will always shine through. This is our mission amongst the people we share our lives with, while trying to keep ourselves clean, following the model of man God has revealed to us in Christ. The cleanliness of spirit goes far beyond any social forms, and if we ever were to have doubts, remember that blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Each one must decide what he wants to see for all eternity.